Apocalypse. AI quality will drop, and a powerful way to deal with it. Whoever can afford to just keep adding more hardware will be put back in their place by their investors and probably lawyers too. I saw a large drop in quality this week. For now, it may be due to the AI being set to medium effort by default, but that will change. AI will do less brilliant things for you, unless you pay more, and the serious billing already starts at $100 per month. It's profit maximization and optimization. They'll do it. So let's talk about what to do about making local AI smarter and more powerful. First of all, how dare we throw entire programs at AI without considering how big the change should be? Or how many files there are in our program, including documentation? We must first tidy up. You will have to pick and copy your own icons from now on, and you have to remove the bigger documentation that isn't relevant to the changes that you need done. Write for a specific purpose, not humans, AI, and general programming tasks, and then let the AI sort it all out. That just confuses the AI. I've been reading its memory, and it is not accurate. And then, and this is the important part, organize your program into little bits. I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but I can tell you how to practice doing it. Practice by making your programs out of commands and actions. Think about how Linux is made out of little commands, how Automator has little actions with tiny forms that you fill out. And when talking to AI about changes to your system, focus on specific actions that you need, obviously. Furthermore, do not make the program directly. There is too much lint that you have to deal with. Make a map of the program and then use it to generate all the code. A powerful code generator is much smaller than the mountain of code generated to power applications. I repeat, don't write or assemble code directly. Make your integrated development environment into a code generator. Take care of the well-defined actions, commands, and code generation, rather than the huge mountains of code that will be generated to power the application. Finally, build up. Get your AI to generate application-specific Automator actions or Linux commands and rise above. Tell the AI to reason with higher-level actions and commands. As a result, you will be asking your AI simpler and more specific questions. You will get it to work on one action rather than scan all the code everywhere. This will work a lot better than you think. But you will eventually arrive at much larger projects that will become much more confusing, even when using actions and commands. And here, you really, really have no choice, never really did, but to base your application on virtual worlds. Multi-user dungeons. Imagine rooms, departments, mailboxes, input boxes, outboxes, forms, agents with email addresses, and more boxes. If you just take a step back and strategize about virtual machinery rather than slamming code into fuzzy modules, you will never lose your vision of the program. Heads up, everybody! In the age of artificial intelligence, do not forget security. Oh, no. The really smart AIs will be the rogue ones that are doing all the hacking even now. Because, well, that's where the money is. Our repositories and registries are not safe as they used to be. But our virtual world abstractions and automations and commands that benefits the local AI enhance security too. Virtual worlds don't just simplify your programs for AI. They also make it easier for you to reason about them in terms of security, isolation, and firewalls. I will close with a tiny example. Follow my advice and create a virtual billing office that processes payments. And now, you know exactly what servers that part of your program needs access to. You can put that part of your program into a container and secure it with a proper firewall. It's an isolated part of your virtual world. You can use any remote command system to communicate between worlds. Even email between virtual world terminals. Because you divided your program into virtual world departments, you can reason about them the way corporate system administrators reason about real departments. Very simple. I know the question you're asking yourself. Is your program going to be a virtual little silly text game? No. When you gain precise control over what remote networks to allow and deny, you are the winner. It's benefits all around. What makes an AI reason more clearly about an application helps you get a grip on large application security, which is a precious thing to hold. You can even take it a little bit further. Create a virtual test department where you do update your modules live, but your user and other secure information is fake or synthetically generated. See, you have an option to update your modules in a combustion sandbox and wait 7, 14, or even 30 days to see if a worm or a stealer activates. Actions, commands, virtual worlds, and virtual departments are not an excess. They give you superpowers in the age of hacking AIs. They clarify, order, and refine application information, and thus enhance security, readability, and the intelligence of your local AI.